I'm speaking with Elliot Kotek, who writes for The Moving Picture. Moving Pictures magazine, and also a small magazine you may not have heard of called The Hollywood Reporter. And we just saw Last Train Home, a documentary by Lixing Fan,
yep,
about the exodus that 130 million Chinese migrant workers make to rural areas every Chinese New Year.
Yep.
So, Elliot, what did you think of this film?
No, I thought it was great. Li Xinfan's film is ultimately very depressing. 130 million workers trying to get home for Chinese New Year, many of whom are peasants and can't afford to plan in advance, and find themselves huddling with the masses in cattle trains, effectively trying to get back to their families who they don't see the rest of the year.
The movie is just so well made, because I'll put it this way. When I was in college, I took a photography course, and for my final project, we had to choose, like, you know, what's your final project going to be? Where are you going to go? Some people took photos of construction workers. I chose a frat house for my final project. And, you know, when my first feedback came back, he said, you need to spend more time there. You know, you need to really live among these people. Be photographing all the time, and then you'll get the most intimate moment. You'll get the sort of things that no one else can see. You'll offer a window into this world. When you watch this movie, Last Train Home, you know, like, people aren't even paying attention to the camera. I don't know how he does it, but he becomes invisible to these people. And it's a skill of a really good documentarian, in my opinion, that to be able to vanish and just watch events. At the same time, the movie's played out very much like a narrative, like almost like not thriller, but, you know, family drama. And only with massive amounts of footage and really careful editing, I think, was he able to do it. So really well done overall, I thought. Any other thoughts on it?
Yeah, no, I can agree with that sentiment. At some level, it feels like a narrative feature. And you find yourself questioning whether it's truly a documentary, given the way it's shot, which is gorgeous, the cinematography generally,
yeah,
and the photography throughout the film, whether it's in the claustrophobic quarters of the houses and the workshops, or in the, you know, or the photography from the expanses of the countryside, is particularly impressive. And you can only wonder how long Li Xin spent putting together this film.
Yeah.
It seems like it covers so much territory within such a personal environment, and yet it also has context to the world at large. And to have done that, to have such a very intimate film find that context to the world at large and the global financial crisis and other things like that, to me just showed just really true masterful,
yeah, it was
true
just,
mastery of the media.
Yeah, one of the best documentaries I've seen, you know, in recent memory.
Yeah.
I thought a lot, but I actually, in quote unquote, enjoyed it a lot more than Restrepo, which I also watched this morning. I thought just much more skillful. Although obviously the environments are different.
Yeah.
Restrepo, the filmmakers were taking live fire from Afghani rebels.
Yeah, well, you have in Restrepo, you've got filmmakers who are characters unto themselves and known outside of the movie as well. Their known personalities. So them inserting themselves and presenting themselves in that situation provides more of a, you know, there's more to identify with as an audience member because you know these people or you know about them somewhat.
Right.
Whereas with Li Xinfan's film, these are just peasants from China who you had no private experience with but find yourself investing heavily in.
Yeah. Agreed. So, Elliot, how can people find more of your work on the internet?
Well, I run a blog at The Nation of Artists, which is thenationofartists.com, which is not film-related, it's art-related, but generally movingpicturesmagazine.com and The Moving Pictures Show as well. It's a TV pilot and Moving Pictures Live. So just check out all my video interviews on there. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.